T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Max Elliott, he's the executive director of Urban Roots here in Austin. Max, let's get into it. What exactly is Urban Roots?
So Urban Roots, we are a youth development nonprofit organization here in Austin, where we have a 3.5 acre farm in the city where we grow about 25,000 pounds of produce each year. We donate 40% of that to local food kitchens and food pantries. The rest we sell at local farmers markets. But the big thing is that we provide paid internships for over 100 young people each year, who host thousands of volunteers to help us grow food for the community.
So you are it's a nonprofit, is that right?
Yes, we're a nonprofit.
But money is exchanged, meaning that you guys are set up at farmers markets?
That's right, yeah. So it's a great way for us to connect with the community. Anybody who's been in Austin for long enough, you realize how the local food community has really grown exponentially in the last 10 years. When I moved here in 2000, there's only one farmer's market in town. Now there's over 40 farmer's markets scattered across the city. So it's a great way for us to engage young people to connect with the greater community.
Maybe it's unfair to characterize it, but Urban Roots is maybe an urban farm, but you're a lot more than just an urban farm, right?
Yes, I love that phrase. Yeah, we're definitely more than an urban farm. We're giving young people the chance to learn the value of meaningful hard work. They're learning life, job, and leadership skills, healthy relationships with food, what it feels like to give back to the community because we donate to local soup kitchens. They're getting all those benefits by just working on the farm. But we're also donating so much to the community and providing volunteer opportunities for the community so they can learn where food comes from as well.
So, yeah, they're not only learning how to grow produce, but they're also learning these life skills that there's really no better way to learn these skills other than just kind of operate a business, right?
Yeah, and it's working with your body. It's working with your hands. It's really getting your hands involved in something that's very immediate and direct. You're planting seeds, you're caring for vegetables, and then you're providing nourishment to those in need.
Now, how many kids do you work with in the course of, say, a year?
Yeah, the course of a year, we have 4 different paid internships, and so we work with over 100 young people that way. So they get the deep transformative experience of through our very kind of signature programs. But we also host over 1,000 middle and elementary school students who come to the farm for hands-on experiential farm tour. So we want to be a true opportunity for the community to really learn where food comes from and how they can get involved.
And where is the farm? You've got one now, and I think you're planning on expanding. Yeah. Where's the farm now?
Our current farm has been just east of 183 and north of the river. So we're actually right on Boggy Creek, right before Boggy Creek hits the Colorado. So we've been in that little tucked away, little refuge there, about 3.5 acres of vegetables. So we've been there since 2008.
And that's within the city limits, right?
Totally within the city limits, yep. Once you're out there, you feel like you're in the country. But yeah, you're about 5 miles from downtown, so really accessible. The new site that we're working on, it's a really exciting partnership with the city of Austin. There's a 9-acre property that we're negotiating a lease with the city, and that would be just south of 71 and east of I-35. So it would be a great way for us to serve southeast Austin.
What would that do for your capacity as far as raising produce or helping kids? Does that double it or give you another 1.5 times? What does that do for you?
It would definitely double it. It would double the amount of production that we would have, so we could donate twice as much to local soup kitchens and food pantries and provide twice as much opportunities for young people.
We're talking with Max Elliott. He's the executive director for Urban Roots. It's right here in Austin. You mentioned there were paid internships for the kids. So the kids who take part in the program, they get paid? Is that the case?
It is. It's just a great opportunity. We have multiple programs. A lot of our programs are for high school students. We're actually recruiting right now for our summer program, and that would be eligible for young people that are entering into high school or are currently in high school. They can work with us for 6 weeks over the summer get paid internships, help us grow food on the farm, but also sell at farmers markets, go to soup kitchens, and also work with some amazing local farm-to-table chefs to help learn not only how to grow food, but how to prepare it and share it with your family. So that's one example. We also have a fellowship for 17 to 23-year-olds, and they get to really tighten up their leadership development skills, learning hands-on farming practices as well. So those are a couple of examples of ways that we provide paid internships for young people.
And where do you find the kids that take part in the program? Do they just apply online, or are they referred, or how does that work?
A little bit of both. So we do lots of recruitment. We'll go and do presentations out in the community. We'll do presentations in schools. We flyer, do lots of social media, try to find youth wherever they are. But we do a lot of collaborations with other youth organizations, churches, businesses, who think that the young people that are in their lives could really benefit from this. And so applications are all on our website, so if young people are interested in this, it's a great way to learn about what we do, and the application is really accessible online that way.
Yeah, and the website, is it urbanrootsatx.org?
Correct. Urbanrootsatx.org.
What kind of produce, what are you raising there at the farm?
Yeah, great question. So it's about 40 different types of fruits, vegetables, and herbs, lots of different types of things. We don't have a ton of fruit trees. The biggest fruit tree we have out there is figs, and those come in back in June. But yeah, when you think of the spring vegetables, it's all the beets, carrots, turnips, spinach, cilantro, a lot of collards and kale. And then we go get into the summer vegetables. We get into some green beans and cucumbers and tomatoes and okra and eggplant and peppers. So lots of different types of things. It's a lot of fun for young people that work with us. For a lot of them, it's the first time they've ever really pulled a carrot out of the ground or seen a cherry tomato growing right on the vine. And so we have a lot of food first for youth to really celebrate and kind of get that sense of awe and wonder about where food comes from.
How many of us really, though, obviously you have and the kids in your program, but how many of us have really pulled a carrot out of the ground?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that, you know, we've lost that opportunity. I mean, carrots come from grocery stores, yes, but they came from the ground before that. And so I think the closer the connection we can make to the food and where it came from, hopefully we're cultivating healthy relationships and with food, and that will hopefully help us be healthier as well.
Again, we're talking with Max Elliott. He's Executive Director of Urban Roots here in Austin. If you want information about it, it's urbanrootsatx.org. And again, they're signing up the interns for, I guess, this coming, is it school year? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so for the fellowship right now, we're going to be starting at the spring program. That'll be a 10-week spring program. Applications are available now. And for our summer program, we're still recruiting for that, but that would start in June.
We mentioned that when the food comes out of the ground, some of it goes to some farmers markets here around town, but some of it is donated as well. Is that the case?
Correct. Yeah. 40% of what we grow goes to local soup kitchens and food pantries. But there's still a lot of people that don't have regular access to healthy, affordable foods. And so we want to help support those emergency food providers like the Food Bank, like Caritas of Austin, Aid Services of Austin. So these are some of our great collaborators who can help ensure that their clients can get some of the best local produce.
And you mentioned educational tours. Can teachers bring classes, or how would an educational tour of the farm work?
Yeah, exactly. So we want to be as accessible, make the farm be a true education and demonstration. We welcome school groups, other youth groups, scout troops, church groups, and any type of youth group that is interested in learning about what we do and having an interactive experience on our farm. They can reach out to us through our website and request a farm tour. If the group has some means, there'll be a charge, but if the group doesn't really have a lot of resources, we want to ensure that it's accessible for everybody.
Can you talk a little bit about the history and the inspiration for the program? And again, we're talking with Max Elliott, the Executive Director for Urban Roots right here in Austin. What's the history? How far back does it go? And where did the idea come from?
We first started programming in 2008. We originally started from a program called Youth Launch. And Youth Launch is a great youth organization that provides transformative opportunities for young people through long-term group-based services. How can we engage young people to help solve hunger? And so we were actually doing some after-school gardening at Webb Middle School, and, you know, school gardens are amazing. It's a great way to connect young people with where food comes from, but we weren't able to grow enough food for youth to feel that they were having a significant impact to grow food for the community. And so we said, okay, instead of kind of shutting this down completely, let's get bigger and let's see if we can explore the urban farm model in a bigger way. We looked across the country, and there we found some really inspiring models up in Boston and out in California who were working with youth on a really large scale. You know, and we really modeled after the food project up in Boston, where working with youth about 20 acres just outside of Boston. So we found some best practices, adapted that to the local farming seasons, and found a way to really make it work for the youth here.
And again, the address is urbanrootsatx.org. If you've got maybe kids that are interested or maybe should be interested in the program, or even if you're looking for educational tours, they can do that there. We're talking with Max Elliott, Executive Director of Urban Roots. It's right here in Austin. I think it's fascinating. You've got some really interesting videos on your website about how the kids interact at the farmers markets and on the farm and with each other. I think it's really inspiring, the work that you're doing and the impact that you're having on Austin. And if you could, for me again, please run down some of that impact, the specifics you had, how Urban Roots impacts Austin, if you would.
Yeah, so each year we're providing paid internships for over 100 young people from about 20 different schools all across Austin, growing over 25,000 pounds of produce. We donate 40% of that to local soup kitchens and food pantries. We also provide hands-on volunteer opportunities. Last year we engaged over 1,700 volunteers who helped us grow food for the community, and we're also hosting about 1,000 middle and elementary school students hands-on educational farm tours.
I think that's fascinating what you're doing. And again, if anybody's curious about that, the address is urbanrootsatx.org. Max, I appreciate your time. Oftentimes, these sorts of organizations, they run, obviously, on donations, and that's probably the case. Sure, you're generating some revenue maybe with the produce. Certainly not enough, I'm guessing. If somebody wanted to help out, what's the best way they can do that? Either is it financial assistance or is it maybe a volunteer opportunity?
It's both. You know, we really appreciate all of our volunteers, and we're really looking for folks that want to get involved with us long term. So maybe a volunteer experience will connect you to our mission, give you a chance to really provide some mentorship with some Urban Roots youth. But we also welcome and appreciate and need financial assistance and support as well.
And Max, before we run out of time, is there anything I've left out, anything you'd like to impart with kind of the city of Austin or Central Texas as a whole? What would you like to say to the rest of us?
Yeah, I think it's as Austin continues to grow, what the vision is that it's going to be more and more dense. More and more people are moving here. And so I think opportunities to really learn where food comes from become that much more valuable. And so I think what we're really excited about with the partnership with the city is that we can put more farmland into production and ensure that it can continue to serve Austin as it grows. So we're super grateful and excited about this new opportunity.
That's Max Elliott, the Executive Director of Urban Roots right here in Austin. If you want more information, if you want to find out how you can donate or maybe sign a kid up for one of the internships or volunteer opportunities or, again, those educational kind of tours that they do at the farm, urbanrootsatx.org is the web address. Max, I appreciate your time and thanks for joining us here on Inside Austin.
All right, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.